Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, we got another day of Kanye making headlines for all the wrong reasons.
You know, I'm surprised we haven't had more of these episodes this year. It's been great, but...
I know. I think we're making an effort not to.
I know, but
like an unspoken effort.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Yeah, but it looks like he may have lost his cool at Hollywood's Chateau Marmont on a date night with his wife, Bianca Censori.
Yeah, apparently his fists were flying and now police want to have a little chat with him.
Good. I hope they've got a long list of stuff to chat with him about, honestly.
They're like, take a seat. You're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Friday, April 19th.
And we want to wish a happy early birthday to our senior producer, Peter Johansson.
Happy birthday, Peter.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order. Give me that hot sauce.
So, it looks like Kanye... back on his bullshit, but was he ever off?
I was going to say, did he get off his bullshit at one point?
Yeah, I don't think so.
We would have definitely talked about that.
That's news. So he has been making tons of headlines lately for his outings with his prisoner.
Don't you dare! I knew you were going to do that.
Bianca Censori.
He's going to come and yell at you too, like he did our good old paparazzi friend.
I'm sorry. Whatever. I won't get into it. But come on. But it's mostly because of their truly bizarre clothing choices, especially when it comes to Bianca's outfits. Like, she basically looks naked most of the time.
Which honestly is my dream. I hate clothes, but
we know.
We don't live in a society that accepts that, so.
No. So the latest headline has nothing to do with Kanye getting dressed in the dark. On Tuesday night, he allegedly punched some guy right in the kisser.
Yeah, according to a police report, the incident happened around midnight somewhere on the grounds of Chateau Marmont. In Hollywood. Now, we don't know who called the police, but they did arrive at the chateau around 12:30 in the morning in response to a report of battery. But by the time they got there, Kanye and Bianca had already left the scene.
Yeah.
So a spokesperson, I mean, who's going to do, the cops are coming. Okay, let me wait for them. I'm out of there. I've committed a crime.
It's just hilarious to think of like somebody like punching someone and then someone calling the cops and them all just sitting there like waiting for the cops to show up.
You gotta wait. Justice has to be served.
Yeah.
But a spokesperson for the police said that a man who has not been identified told officers that Kanye punched him in the face multiple times. Mm-hmm. And apparently, according to that same police representative, the reason Kanye got physical in the first place was in reaction to this guy pushing and grabbing Bianca.
So according to reports, the punchee was not treated for any injuries after getting hit. And because Kanye and Bianca weren't on the scene when police arrived, at first, we only heard this other guy's side of the story.
Yeah.
But on Wednesday, after TMZ broke the news about the incident, a rep for Kanye released a statement saying that what happened to Bianca was way more serious than just pushing and grabbing.
Yeah. So Kanye's rep said, "Grabbed is grossly inadequate as a description of what happened. Bianca was physically assaulted." The rep goes on to say, "The assailant didn't merely collide into her. He put his hands under her dress, directly on her body, grabbed her waist, spun her around, and then he blew her kisses. She was battered and sexually assaulted."
Blowing someone kisses, like, in relation to all of this other stuff, is so strange.
It's so...
Like, what?
It's so demeaning.
Yeah, it and just, I'm sure
it's
it was
like
done
the
that
cherry
way.
On top. Yeah, it's like... Yeah. I blow my mom a kiss every time we get off FaceTime, and it's like, I hate somebody bastardizing kiss blowing. Because kiss blowing is just so sweet and innocent.
Yeah.
And then you do it in this context and you're a psychopath.
I know. That's so true. So according to TMZ, the police will be reaching out to Kanye to get his side of the story. And I don't think they're going to have any trouble finding him because he doesn't really lay low. Like, he's always out and about. Did you see them at Disneyland?
It'd be easier to ask if I didn't. Who hasn't seen him at Disney?
Yeah.
And is she barefoot or not? Because somebody was like, she's wearing thin sandals.
I saw that too, but it looks like bandages.
And I try to zoom in, but they're all like videos. Yeah. It's hard to zoom in on videos.
Yeah. But in addition to that, on Wednesday, the day after the incident went down, he and Bianca were seen driving all over LA. And photographers caught Bianca driving her Porsche and Kanye riding shotgun in his Cybertruck. Of course, this guy has a Cybertruck.
I hate those trucks.
They're so hideous.
I want them destroyed. We don't need to just like usher in a dystopian future. Like, let it happen when it's going to happen. But
yeah,
like, stop forcing it on us.
Yeah. But he was with two unidentified men. And no charges have been filed yet, but police are investigating the incident. So we don't know if Kanye is going to get in any legal trouble for what happened. But this is not the first time that he's been involved in alleged physical altercations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last year, he supposedly grabbed a phone out of a photographer's hands and threw it into traffic. And then earlier this year, he was sued for assault and battery by a man who claimed that Kanye struck him back in 2022. And this guy is seeking unspecified damages for medical bills and mental suffering, saying that he was disfigured in the attack. Now, the last update we have about the case is from March, when TMZ reported that Kanye asked for the suit to be thrown out. And as far as we can tell, as of this moment, this case is still ongoing.
Yeah.
So really only time's going to tell what happens with this Chateau Marmont. I love saying it like that.
I was like, is she going to say it that way?
I can't Chateau not Marmont. Say it that way.
I know. So, Arisha, Kanye has gotten physical, apparently, allegedly, and this is not the first time.
Well, we saw him get physical with, what's her face? The paparazzo.
Yeah, I mean, he ripped her phone out of her hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's like putting your hand, obviously not what's being described here, but he's not one to shy away from putting his hands on other people.
No, absolutely not. I mean, what do you think about this? Do you think anything's going to come of this Chateau Marmont incident?
No. I mean, what Kanye's reps are saying happened is awful and terrible. And
yeah,
I don't condone violence. I will say that there are certain situations where I've been at bars where people have grabbed me or people have grabbed a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I respond very physically. And I don't condone violence. I think there are certain situations and it's like, we don't know what happened. Obviously we weren't there. With Kanye, I've taken everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But if it comes down to, you know, she was assaulted, I don't blame him for behaving like this. Like, that's really, you don't put your hands on other people.
No, absolutely.
Especially, and I'm so tired of like, the story immediately takes me back to college and the number of times I'd be like in a bar and like just the way that guys just would just get so handsy and it's like, no.
I know.
No. Which isn't to say beating the shit out of somebody is the answer, but I don't think there's anything wrong with defending yourself.
No. This is also, I'm trying so hard. I can't let this Bianca thing go because like just the way.
What Bianca thing? That she's a prisoner?
Yes.
Of Kanye?
And I truly believe that he's emotionally abusing her. And I think he's using his humiliation tactics that he seems to get off on with her. And it's like, that's a different form of abuse. And now you're going to like stick up for her. I don't know. I can't not bring it up.
It's so hard because it's like, what is true? we have this random guy story. Then we have Kanye's representatives, but we don't have Kanye actually talking to the police yet. So it's like, well, what happened? We don't hear from Bianca. Is she allowed to talk? I don't know.
That's who I'd love to hear from. Exactly. Yeah. I want to hear from her and her alone, to be honest.
Yeah. In a room that's separated and Kanye is nowhere near. Yeah. Yes. No, I see that. It is. But the dynamic is very weird. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're supposed to do. I don't know what we're supposed to think.
I know. I honestly hope the best for her. And I hope that she gets out of that.
He's definitely a very, we talk about this all the time. He's so problematic. He's a terrible person.
Yeah.
If he my thing is, like, if this did happen, mm-hmm. like if I was with a partner and some guy had done this to me, I wouldn't be upset if my partner.
Of course not.
But like you said, you have to put in the context of that. Is my partner Kanye? In which case,
I know.
Why have you not saved me, Brooke? You're supposed to be my best friend.
Oh, believe me, I would have by now. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer-producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are John Lloyd and Sam Ada.
Our video producer is Chris Kirk.
Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
And we're on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
I have missed these Friday night dinners.
Hey, welcome to Harvey Gras.
At these family dinners,
gracious everyone,
dysfunction is served.
I can't have you all messing things up for my entire adult life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we embarrass you?
Jump, jump, jump.
It's already better than I dared to dream.
They're extra.
Let the wild rumpus start! Woo, woo,
woo, woo. And they're embarrassing.
We know how hard it is to move on from the first girl that you ever slept with.
Not the first girl who I ever slept with.
Yeah, right. You're a regular
lady killer.
I thought you said it was going to be boring here tonight.
No! I really hoped it would be.
But they couldn't love each other more.
Surprise! It's mom and dad being totally normal.
Wow.
So, dinner next Friday, everyone?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Dinner with the Parents, Season 1. Stream free only on Freevee.